one of the things that I get from coming to the Young Farmers Conference is a chance to talk to really experienced farmers about more in-depth topics.
Monica Plus is one of 250 farmers from all over the country who are in attendance at the former Rockefeller Dairy Estate, where the main houses and silos are regally constructed of stone. Jill Eisenberger is executive director of the Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture and helps oversee the conference. Eisenberger says the conference helps new farmers take on the task of agriculture and business.
I think that it's a really, really challenging profession, and we as kind of a society need to appreciate that and make sure that we provide the right kinds of educational resources that make farming a very fulfilling and a kind of achievable career or life for people.
Because starting a farm is no different than any other startup, several of the classes at the conference focus on the financial health of a farm. Or, as one farmer put it, if you can't make any money, then what's the point?
Our regions, and we can then talk a little bit about financial statements and then some financing readiness and financing options and nuances of moving towards business lending.
Beneth Phelps is the business assistance coordinator for the Carrot Project. The group provides assistance to new farmers all over the Northeast.
There's a sort of infinite list of skills that they might need to have as an entrepreneur in order to be successful in their business. So we're not necessarily looking for them to be 100% efficient at every skill, but rather to be aware of where their strengths and weaknesses are.
Phelps coached her class on the fine points of tracking a farm's financial profits and losses and presented some non-traditional means of acquiring loans. And it's little tips like these that attendees call invaluable. As the young farmers crowd into the Stone Barn dining hall to sit down for lunch at long picnic-style tables, they have a chance to share different conference experiences, as Susan Paikin, John Agostino, and Ethan Harrison do here.
I just went to a session on marketing this morning, and marketing was something that I sort of had done before, but I realized that it's actually much more complex and nuanced approaches to provide a product that people want and need. Your food is really awesome, and you just need to highlight that and be able to show that and reach the customers that want that food.
What I learned a lot here is observation, understanding systems. Like, a big part of livestock farming is being able to observe animals and knowing what a healthy animal looks like, and then, you know, when you see one that isn't behaving normally, it sticks out.
I think the community is like a huge thing, just like being surrounded by like like-minded people and knowing that you have this support and community like all around you all the time.
Jill Eisenberger of Stone Barns agrees the supportive networking of the young farmers is crucial in a career that can be largely isolating.
The food movement, a lot of what these folks are thriving on is the social component and being able to like share kind of the war stories of what they're doing in their garden or on their farm with their friends.
The Stone Barn Center only holds its Young Farmers Conference in December because it's one of the few downtimes farmers actually have.